Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Betty.
Betty?
Yeah.
Hey Betty.
Hey, how you doing?
Like Betty Rubble or?
Betty Queef.
Betty Queef?
Betty Queef.
How would you spell that?
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen it spelled a few ways.
Well, spell it for us. Spell it for our listening audience.
I don't know.
This could be a question on Millionaire. Spell Queef.
You were in that Scholastic Bowl in high school.
I was. I was a Scholastic Bowl player. Yes, I was.
I don't know.
I wasn't a very good one, but I was there.
I don't know. You spell. I don't care.
My guess would be Q-U-E-E-F.
Yeah.
Queef.
Yeah, Betty Queef. Yeah.
Was that what you spell it?
Yeah.
I think you probably would spell it Q-U-E-I-F.
You think?
Kind of like grief.
Grief?
Yeah, queef.
I think both ways would be appropriate.
Really? Use that in a sentence.
I walked by Bob's mom and I thought I heard a queef. You mean like that, or?
Sure. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta announce, you know, we were on Real Comedy.
Yeah, I know.
But we're not anymore.
Yeah, I know. We're nothing now.
Well, but nobody else is.
Yeah.
But we are on humor.com.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Yeah.
So we talked to Amanda Wolf a couple weeks ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And we have some shows on humor.com.
Yeah.
Just go to humor.com and then click on something, I guess, and you
yeah.
get to us. We have some of our older shows out there.
Right.
But we're not a Real Comedy anymore because there is no more Real Comedy.
That's right.
Just a very non-funny disclaimer about them not being there anymore.
I know. Isn't that kind of sad?
I think the whole situation is sad, Miles.
Man, when someone kills the laughter, it's not funny, man.
Well,
that is not right.
Hey, you know better than I. You've had more opportunities to walk into a room and kill a lot of laughter than I have.
Please.
Oh, wait a minute. I meant that was cause a lot of laughter.
Okay. Yeah, right.
No, but Real Comedy shut down.
Yeah.
It is a sad state of affairs out there in the internet world.
It's hard, man.
Anybody listen to us? We've been doing this since January 1999.
Yeah.
Actually, we started doing it, I guess, in November of 98, but didn't really have the site ready until January 99.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of people fall by the wayside.
That's true. So if you're listening, thanks for listening. Keep listening.
Yeah.
Please email us.
Yeah, and tell us how you'd use queef in a sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to hear more of that.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's
yeah, like,
what's
you know,
going
if
on?
I was bawling, you know, Nolan's mom, she let out a queef or something.
Nolan's mom let out a queef.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a good segue. One of the only other things that is still on the internet that's kind of funny is cheese reels.
Yeah, it's, I've never listened to it.
Well, you should.
You know what? After, you know, some shots were fired at me, I'm not going to now.
I don't know what you mean shots were fired at you.
You know, I'm Superman, pal. You can't hurt me. You take your shots, pal, but you can't get me.
I don't know what the hell
that's
you're talking
right.
about.
That's all right.
The day somebody can't hit you is the day they register the blind for the NRA. I think,
oh, please.
So. Oh, please. Card-carrying member.
Yeah. Well.
But chumplestillskin.com, cheese reels is funny.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, humor.com. And, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really, not a lot more. Not a lot more than that. Nothing else. Nothing else on the internet.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just... We're just out there, and we're like nobody around. Hello!
We are.
Hello!
We are the comedy source for comedy.
Hello!
Right?
It's like an empty warehouse store.
We will survive.
Is there anybody else out here on the internet?
Just us.
You know, it's just all porn again.
Yep. And
well, I guess that's the way it was meant to be.
Yep.
Just one big porn wholesale warehouse store.
You're right.
Price check on titty clamps. They move a lot of titty clamps on the net.
Yeah.
God forbid. People go without the titty clamps.
Yeah.
So what do you got going on? Anything?
Yeah. I don't know. I said my name was Betty this week. I don't know.
Because you want to be a transvestite?
No, it's not that. I feel like a lesser man.
Well?
I work with an individual that often tells everyone about what he'd like to do with a woman if he got a hold of one.
Okay.
You know, like,
so he's always saying, I'd like to...
Like, he'd like to have intercourse on a desk with a woman and, like, let everyone watch. That's his fantasy.
And you call yourself Betty and nothing's happened and so you feel disappointed or what?
No, I wasn't really going that direction with it, but if you want me to...
You're going, Chuck, my name's Betty, I got a desk!
This guy finally gets laid, right?
Is he married or...?
Well, that's on a need-to-know basis.
So you're saying there's this married man who's just talking about these things, and he finally got laid by someone other than his wife.
Well, you said it, and I did it.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
And let's just be straight here, you know.
Yeah. Well, his thing is now this person that he's had relations with is a kind of a clean-shaven kind of person.
Oh, hey, there you go.
If you know what I mean.
There you go.
Yeah. And so now he's really into this, right?
He's into the shaved beaver.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's into the naked squirrel.
Yeah. I mean, he's just talking about this nonstop, you know, day in, day out.
I have to ask at this point.
Yeah.
Was it possible that this young lady was not of age?
you know, I don't know.
Maybe there was no shaving involved, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know. That's going to bring me to my next point.
Okay.
But, yeah, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, you don't know what you're missing, blah, 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 blah. I go, you know, if that's your thing, you go, you know, you do whatever you want to do, right?
You don't even want to hear about this? You, of all people, don't
want to
hear?
No, I don't want to, you know, it's none of my business, though, right?
Yeah?
And so, like, delivery guys will come to my place of work, and, like, this guy's telling the delivery guys about it.
Hey, let me tell you.
Yeah, this one delivery guy was like, yeah, it's like making love to a 3-year-old, yeah. I'm like, oh,
Jesus.
You know,
that's,
and like they're
that's
pointing
lovely.
At me, you know, like laughing, like, oh, yeah, he's not into this. You know?
That's very interesting.
Am I a lesser man because I'm not, you know.
You're not into the shaving?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you definitely are.
I don't know, man. What?
I don't understand. I think you just like to keep your porn at arm's length.
Yeah, I don't
like it in your face too much, do you?
Yeah.
You don't want to be, you want to meet the stars, but you don't necessarily want to see them in action where they're giving you pointers.
Basically, yes.
So, okay.
You know.
So if Ron Jeremy offered to come over to your house and kind of show you some technique or something, you probably wouldn't like that too much.
I would not, no, I wouldn't.
But you'll watch him on a tape any old day of the week.
I don't think I've ever really watched Ron Jeremy.
Seriously.
I
thought that
I
you
know.
Could not
I
have seen porn without seeing Ron Jeremy, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
The guy is like, you know, until he dies, he's going to be like, you know, Mr. Porn.
Yeah.
I think he's in everything. I think they put him in the background whacking off in like every video. If he's not starring, he's in the background whacking off.
Really?
I think so.
I did not know that.
Well, evidently, you don't really scan the frame too much. You're really honing in on certain aspects.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm looking for the shaved.
Yeah, you're
people.
Looking for the shaved.
Yeah. You know?
Well, that's very interesting. So I can't believe that someone is actually making you uncomfortable talking about these things.
Yeah, I you wouldn't think that, would
that's
you?
An interesting development. I probably wouldn't even care. I probably wouldn't even like, yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
No, I'm telling you, Miles, wait a minute. You got to understand, when you get down there and it's shaved, you know, the guy's got like razor burn all over his face. Or something.
Yeah, this guy's like, oh, it's like a bell pepper.
Well, I guess you know what he does in his spare time. He's corn bell peppers.
I guess. I don't know. He's making me think about, you know, the wrong... I don't know. You know.
Well, what's wrong with the bell pepper?
I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, am I wrong? Am I being too uptight now? Or
that's amazing. I think something's going on here.
Should I be like, hey, you know, I want to ball some chick on a desk and let everyone watch?
Okay. Sure.
You would be okay with that if I just went around...
If you went around telling me that stuff?
What?
I wouldn't be okay with that, no.
Wouldn't you feel a little uncomfortable if someone said, hey, Bob, I want to ball some chick on your desk?
Well, first of all, I have to evaluate the situation. And if it could actually happen, I'd probably be uncomfortable. But if it was way out of the territory, I'd probably just make fun of them.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, right, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
What are you going to do it with, you know?
Yeah. See, I don't think I'd ever say that.
I think he would.
I can't even pee in front of people, let alone think I'm going to fall on somebody, you know, in front of an audience.
So we're getting into your exhibitionist side here.
Yeah.
You're not really an exhibitionist. You just like to be the spectator.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Or the spanktator, as it is.
That's, oh, so you would spank them.
No,
maybe
I
if he was doing it on a desk with some chick, you'd spank them.
No, like the spanktrovision.
Oh, like spank yourself.
Yeah.
I see. You'd be Ron Jeremy in the background.
Yeah.
You could handle that.
Yeah.
As long as you weren't the full focus.
Oh, yeah. I would really want the rack focused.
No, I mean, you weren't the full focus of what's going on.
Right, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, but I would be the, like, mezzanine scene.
That's
yeah.
interesting. This is really a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Everybody's listening. We're getting a lot of new people, I think, from this humor.com thing, so they really will come into this thinking, you know, these people are really fucking freaked out or something. But if you've been listening to the show, this is really something, because Miles all along has been this porn monger guy.
Yeah, right.
And I've been the uptight one.
Yeah.
And now we're in a situation where he's uptight because this guy is talking about, you know, dining at the Naked Ranch or something.
Yeah.
Does this guy have a mustache?
No.
Oh, okay. No, I was like, what would be the point if he's got a mustache and, you know, kind of negates the whole idea behind it?
That's the flavor saver.
Yeah. Do you have a mustache?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
So, I'm really surprised about this.
Yeah, I know. That's why I mentioned it.
I think you would be, you know, kind of like Slim Pickens, you know, on the bomb in Dr. Strangelove. You'd be up on that desk, you know, hollering
no.
and riding it like a
no.
bucking bronco.
No. No.
Yeah!
No,
I'll Major Kong.
No, I don't know.
I got an ICBM dong.
I don't know, man. I'm just getting uptight.
Yeah, you're getting uptight.
Am I?
Yeah, you are getting uptight. Man, you know, you just cemented everybody's impression of you as a trench coat wearing porn weasel. Because you won't do it, but you'll certainly watch it.
I'll get out my clown outfit.
Yeah. Oh, I can see Miles in the background with his trench coat, you know, and you can just see himself whacking off and his trench coat popping out. Pow, 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 pow. While he watches his buddy Daryl on the desk with the shaved beaver woman. I was at your house recently. We should tell everybody that.
Yeah.
I came, my wife and my kid and I all came for a visit to Miles' house. And we got on the whole topic about Pamela Anderson getting her butt ass hair waxed.
Yeah.
Do you think that he likes does the ass hair get shaved too?
You know, I didn't ask.
You should ask that question for next week.
I'll go in tomorrow and ask.
Because that was a big topic between our wives and us, is that Pamela Anderson gets her ass hair waxed.
Yeah.
And he didn't seem uptight about that.
Well, that's still...
And that was a mixed company.
Yeah, I wasn't really talking about it.
I think I know what the problem is.
What?
This dude has out porn weaseled you. And you don't like the competition.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And so then you kind of pull back, because this guy, like, is full tilt, you know, he'll tell anybody, you know, I really like that. Hey, Mr. UPS man.
Yeah.
I would really like to get me a shaved beaver over there on Miles' desk and go to town, and you could come in, and the guys from the bar could come in, and anybody who wanted could watch me go to town on that. What do you think? And the UPS guy goes, yeah, well, whatever. Do we have to pay? And he goes outside and he fucks a package. This saltwater taffy is great.
Oh,
so, you know, so you just get out horn-dogged and so then you're a little upset by it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you're the guy that likes to go, but you like to do it more discreetly.
Yeah.
You go, psst, hey, see that chick over there?
Oh, please.
I get her on my desk and shave her beaver and do it right here in front of everybody.
Yeah, no, that's my workmate, believe me.
No, I would not swell my workspace with any spooge.
Yeah.
Especially my own. You know what kind of DNA testing they'd be doing in here if I did that? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I just that's very interesting breakthrough there, but I have to tell you that everyone's trying to kill me.
If you say coincidentally,
yeah, coincidentally.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't know if I want to hear this.
Coincidentally, everybody's trying to kill me.
Oh, I didn't want you to join.
You're trying to kill me. My coworkers' mothers are trying to kill me.
Uh oh.
You know why?
They're trying to put you on a diet.
No. I have amassed in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
More fucking licorice. I come to you, first of all,
yeah.
A friend of mine at work,
yeah.
His mother asked me if I would take a family picture of them whenever they were in town. And
yeah.
So I said, sure, you know. And so I ran over there one afternoon, and I did it, and I said hi to everybody, and then I split.
Yeah.
Well, next thing you know, he brings in this little gift sack.
Yeah.
And in the gift sack is 180 piece box.
Oh, no.
Of Twizzlers.
Oh.
Now, the first day,
uh-oh.
I ate, you know, like, I don't know, 25 or 30 pieces.
Yeah.
So I was in very poor condition.
Uh-oh.
Then I swear it off. And I go to your house for the weekend.
Right.
And what is sitting there but like a 3-pound pack, I don't know, 3 pounds of Stanley-sized Twizzlers,
yeah.
on the guest bed waiting for me, along with some Fiddle Fat or Cruncher Munch or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're trying to kill me.
Yeah.
You people are trying to back me up so bad that I like blow out a small intestine or something and internally bleed to death. You know, and as they're sorting through all the Twizzler in there,
yeah.
You won't be able to find the hole because it's going to be so full of fucking Twizzler. I mean, why don't you just pull my pants down, flip me upside down, fill me full of concrete for
Christ's sake. Oh, please. You sound like this guy from work already.
Why don't you just shave my asshole and stick him right up there?
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
So I haven't even touched the bag that you gave me.
That's fine.
I have left it sitting intact because, you know, I'll have this whole thing rot. The 180 one is individually wrapped.
Right.
Each Twizzler.
Right.
So if I open yours up, I'm going to like, oh, it's going to go bad. I got to eat some more. You got like the big Mongo, you know, thing all together.
Here's a word that you don't hear very often, but share.
Oh, I'm trying to share.
Share. Give but it away.
That's why I think people are trying to kill me. No, thanks. No, thanks. No,
yeah.
Thanks. You have it. No, thanks. That's what everybody's saying. No,
yeah.
Thanks. You have it. I'm like, you people are trying to kill me. Everyone's against me. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what kind of conspiracy or crazy email ring that you're on.
Well, see, you had to tell that story a few months back about being addicted to licorice.
Right, I did.
And I've just been waiting.
Everybody's waiting for an opportunity to stop
waiting
me up. I'll, like, be eating it so much that I can't even swallow it anymore. There's this, like, Twizzler coming out of my mouth.
Oh!
Oh!
Sounds like a Twizzler porn movie.
Yeah, I'll be, like, in Meaning of Life.
I'm
going to eat another bite. It's a wrap-up in.
Whoa.
Just one more individually wrapped Twizzler. You don't want it to go bad.
Uh-oh.
All right, one more.
Uh-oh.
Bring me a bucket. Fucking trying to kill me.